What would you call the flat land next to a river or a stream? It's kind of below.
Bottom land.
Yeah, bottom land, delta land.
What's the difference?
Well, bottom land is good land that you can, it's right down next to a river or a creek or something, where it's flat and it's nearly always real fertile and good to grow things on. But it's low, and water can overflow it, some of it. Some of it that you can plant if the water won't overflow it.
Can you call that?
Just where the water, what do you call it? Yeah, you'd call it that.
Bottom land. What about delta?
Well, that's land not around here. I don't think we have any of that.
A field that might be real good for raising hay, but not much else. You call that a?
Well, sandy land is good for raising pea hay.
Mm-hmm.
It's what you call sandy land. It's not too awful fertile. Mm-hmm. It's just sandy.
Yeah, raise big potatoes on sandy land, raise pretty cows on sandy land.
Hey, and that thing right there is getting a bit of that. Hush. She don't want that on this.
That's a song.
I can't do nothing with it.
Did you ever hear of a meadow or a prairie?
Yeah, I've heard of them.
What are those now?
Well, a meadow is a lowland down in a bottom-like place where it's a pasture, mostly, where cows.
Meadow's a place where they cut hay.
And you can cut hay off of it if you let it take stock on it grow up. You know?
What about a prairie?
A prairie is a place there's no trees or... We don't have no prairies around here.
Mm-hmm. What about land that's got water standing on it a good deal of the time?
Marsh, I guess you'd call that a marshy land. Mm-hmm. Kind of marshy.
What else could you call it?
Swamp.
Yeah, we call it swamp.
Huh?
Swamp.
What's the difference?
Well, I don't guess there's much of a difference. Only a swamp would be more, have to be more of it, a bigger place.
What about if it's got salt water in it?
I don't know about that part.
And if you were draining a swamp, what would you call the things you dig to get the water off?
Trenches?
Uh-huh. And say if you had a heavy rain and the water cut out a...
Gully.
Okay.
A ditch.
Well, we said gullies.
Uh-huh. How big is a gully?
Well, it can be a foot deep and it can be 4 feet deep. It's just knowing how much water went down it.
Uh-huh. It can be something pretty big.
Yeah.
You mentioned a creek and a branch. What's the difference?
Well, a branch is fed just mostly by little springs. Mm-hmm. And they don't ever get very big or very deep.
Mm-hmm.
And a creek is fed a lot of times by lakes, and it's a bigger stream of water.
Mm-hmm. A creek, branches run into a creek and make a creek out of it.
Well.
Anything else besides a branch and a creek that you have?
Well, we have lakes and ponds. Mm-hmm. And
what about a bio or bayou?
I don't know about them.
What are some of the creeks and things in this area?
Oh my.
The Nature's River, the Indian Creek, Black Fork Creek.
Will that get him?
I think so.
Yeah, well, that's what we have. We have Nature's River, Indian Creek.
Black Fork Creek.
Yeah, Black Fork runs back over here.
What do they all flow into?
Well, what do they flow into?
Pathway.